Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Glad you could join us. You know we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And, I'm laughing at something that I can't talk about. I'm looking at it right now. It's so inappropriate and it should come up on the show, but it can't. I apologize. Anyway, we're in the guest segment as we should be. And I need to let you know we got a couple of friends over here that keep the lights on. One of them is something that you have limited time to get, and I mean this sincerely, and that's your storable food. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, and tools is what you need for the minimum. We can help you with the food, $100 off the four-week special. People are buying multiple sets of the four-week special because it's the most inexpensive way to garner as much storable food that's good, tasty, and safe as you can. 25-year shelf life, go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And also, if you have food, you need water. We have the best water filtration. The research results are at waterwithdave.com. Filter out all the impurities. This will save lives because on the fifth day, ladies and gentlemen, the major cause of death, according to the Naval War College in a crisis, is waterborne illnesses. That doesn't have to happen to you. 40% off the AquaPure Pro Water Filter. Go to waterwithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com for the food, waterwithdave.com for the water. And now we have Terry Cook, who's preparing with Dave. And I think we're preparing to get slaughtered. Terry, welcome to the show. And man, oh man, oh man, I feel like I'm in a street fight. And I'm really tougher than anybody that's out there, but they could overwhelm me by sheer numbers and the relentlessness of their attacks.
Amen to that. I don't think any of us who have been trying to help people understand this for years now, David, as you have been for 20 years and I've been for 30 years, and Steve Quayle and I did a radio show in 1993 together, so, I mean, he's been around forever. Is there anybody older than Steve Quayle? Don't tell him I said that. But it's just coming exactly like Scripture. You see, and sometimes we patriots don't focus enough on that. Most of we patriots are Christians. But sometimes we just don't focus enough on what Jesus said would be indicative of the end times, consisting of about, let's see, the Bible's about one-third Bible prophecies about the end times. So we need to focus just a little bit more on that, because if indeed God created us and he's going to wrap things up as his scripture indicates, then we need to kind of take a look at how secular events match up with biblically prophesied events. And that's kind of what I'm focusing on now more than anything. I didn't start out in that way in particular in 1993 with Steve Quayle, but I talked about the mark of the beast, but we also spent a lot of time talking about how to become more anti-New World Order oriented, and in addition to that, to do exactly what you've just advised them to do. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have Dave's food supply, get out your credit card. I mean, you can get it anywhere, but why not get it from a friend, a patriot, and a man who's been teaching you about this stuff, who cares about you and has a fair price? So why don't you do that immediately, if not sooner, perhaps even yesterday? Can we do it that fast, Dave? Yeah, ship yesterday?
I'm pretty quick, but I don't know if I'm that quick, but I do appreciate the kind words, and yes, it's out of the concern I have for people that I'm telling you food and water, and I'm also telling you this too, and we don't sell this, but maybe we could find a way to do it. You need to have alliances. You got to have people, family members, yep, friends, people in your immediate area that can come to your aid when you're being besieged. And you see with the Rand Paul situation, how quickly things can get out of control. Well, if people are hungry and you got your stuff, yeah, you think you know how this is going to go. Anyway, Terry, let's break it down. You sent me something on the Perestroika deception.
Yes, sir. I sent you that book 10 years ago. Oh, I sent you a PDF on it 10 years ago, and you did a couple of lectures on it, and I followed up on watching your site. You did a couple of excellent lectures on the book that I recommended you read 10 years ago, but you may have forgotten about it, so let's take another look at it.
No, I think we should, and I'll tell you, it's kind of the points that you sent to me. You sent me, I don't know, 9 or 10 points, talking points. And what's interesting is there's recent developments I've come across in almost all those points. And there's one other thing that you should know. I'm a guest speaker for Steve Quayle's Gen 6 conference in October.
And yes, I saw that.
Yeah, one of the things I'm talking about, Terry, is Bezmenov and his four-point plan about how they were going to take down America from within. And I based my whole talk on that premise as a baseline. So you are so on the money, and it's funny how, I guess, great minds think alike, huh?
Yes, sir. All I have to say is we're all on the same path to the truth, and that's because we know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, when he was asked about his definition of the truth, he quickly informed people. See, he was God in the flesh, you know, Emmanuel. And so even Pilate asked him, you know, cynically laughed about what the truth is.
I know.
And so Jesus quickly defined the truth, which was him. And everybody laughed. And Jesus said, I am the truth. Not what is the truth. You see, we're all seeking the truth. Even in the court of law, you give the oath, and most people lie anyway. But they give the oath, and of course they removed that last phrase, you know, so help me God.
Yeah.
From the oath. Now it's just a generic, politically correct oath. But, you know, back in the old days, you said, I'll tell the truth no matter what, so help me God, which means that the judgment, I'm going to have to account for that. But today we're all talking about the truth versus the lie, which is the father of all lies, Satan doing it. So there's either the truth, which is Jesus, or there's the lie, which is everything else, Satan. And few people look at it that way. Few patriots discuss that. And so, Dave, I'm hoping that after 30 years of research, having read hundreds of thousands of periodicals, books, videos, and I produced, 30 of my own training videos, hundreds, maybe thousands of audios since 1993, and I think 17 books. I think I'm well equipped to help you in your excellent quest to help people understand the truth and get them ready. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as Dave has said many times, you don't have many more days left before the stuff hits the fan. Okay, now I'm an ex-LA cop. I did 6 years in a police car in Paramount, Compton. The Bloods, the Crips, the Mexican Mafia, I handled Charles Manson. I handled some bad dudes. But back then, I was kind of a bad dude myself in a good way. You know, I worked a one-man night car in Compton. So you can imagine what that might have. Kind of like Vietnam with a different twist. But back then, I was a six-degree belt. And there's another thing you don't know about me, Dave. I told you I'm Jack, actually. Jack of all trades and a master of some. And today I can't even put my belt on, let alone do any chop sueys. You know what I mean?
I got six belts, too. I wear them one at a time.
Yeah, and mine are of different sizes today.
No, I have a martial arts background, too, and six is incredible. I had three by the age of 18.
And
But I didn't continue much. I did a little bit of sparring stuff. Remember PKA?
Yep.
And I did some of that. Chuck Norris made that famous. And, I tinkered with that a little bit, but rather than using my face as a punching bag, I thought it was a good idea that I finish college and go to grad school.
Amazing. And I'm glad you did. You know, Chuck Norris, when he got out of the Air Force, He opened quite a few shops up in Southern California, so I actually met him once in Lakewood, California, at one of his new stores. And I thought he was just a very nice man back then, and I'm glad he was successful. But anyhow, that stuff is useful when you're young, but when you get over 29 like you and I are, I'd still like my two best friends that stand behind me on my right side. That's Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson. You know them, don't you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. And then we have other assistants, you know.
Magnum PI without the PI. Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any qualms about self-defense, you'd better change that. Now, I know there are a lot of good Democrats listening to your program, and we love you in the Lord.
Yes.
But I think it's time you really identify who the party is. And this is not a personal comment. This is just a generic comment. The Democrat Party has been taken over literally by the Communist Party. So we should call them what they really are. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party USA. You see? So if you're still in that party, then it's not going to be a very nice party in the very near future. And I suggest you disconnect from the Democrat Party. Now, look, the Republican Party isn't perfect. No one is. No human being is. Only Jesus is. Okay, but they're still a lot better because they're not communist, and at least they have some degree of interest in our well-being. Some degree. But the Democrat Party is just totally interested in foisting communism upon the United States so that we rejoice in our own destruction, as Professor Urey said in the videos we watched in that interview with Ed Griffin in the mid-80s. And the reason he did those interviews was just to test Americans so that when they watched those on television in the mid-80s, he was testing how effective his brainwashing demoralization plan was. And it was totally effective, and that's why he disclosed the whole plan. And many people in his studio audience laughed. Did you hear the laughter in the studio audience when he told them what he had done to us?
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so I heard.
He says once Americans have been brainwashed, and he said in the mid-80s, that was about 85, I believe, Dave, he said it's already done. And once it's been, you know, Americans have been demoralized, we couldn't believe how gullible and ignorant Americans were. We couldn't believe how easy it was, but now it's done. So that you can take the average American who's been brainwashed, i.e. demoralized, you can take them and you can put them in a shower, shower them with truth, and they will cynically laugh and disregard the truth, and they'll only realize that truth once the troops come in and stick a Soviet boot up their rear. Remember that comment he made?
Yes.
That's about to happen. Now, what the Democrat, the Communist Party USA, the Democrat, what they don't realize is the other part of the Soviet plan, and Mr. Urey also disclosed that these people doing this to us are ignorant, useful idiots, and the worst enemy of Marxism, he said, I'm quoting him, is a disgruntled Marxist. We have to get rid of them right away. He said, so once we come in with the tanks in phase four, the useful idiots in all levels, at all levels, the school, they will be lined up against the wall and shot as cockroaches.
Wow.
That's about to happen. So what these useful idiots like Harris and Biden and Obama and all these useful idiots that have helped destroy the most incredible nation ever built by men and God on planet Earth, the most incredible nation. Why would anybody want to hope and change us into total destruction without being mentally ill? And that's the question I want to answer right now. It was a rhetorical question, and I'm going to answer it. Because they're satanically possessed, and Satan comes to kill, rob, and destroy, John 10:10. We're also going into the tribulation period, and Satan will be in total charge with his son coming in to run the world for 7 years. So Jesus said that in the last days that the Holy Spirit would be retracted, would be pulled back, that it's capital R, the restrainer, meaning the Holy Spirit, that Jesus said, during that final 7 years, I'll retract the Holy Spirit, the restrainer that has kept a lid on all of the evil. He said, at that time, when the Antichrist comes to power, I'll pull back the Holy Spirit nearly completely, not totally, because there'll be just a few Christian leaders here to witness, you know, the witnesses during the final tribulation and so on. But most of the Holy Spirit, the restrainer, will be retracted so that people can be totally as evil as they want to be under Satan's rule. And that's why everybody's going crazy. You see, Jesus said he gives his believers a sound mind, and implying that those who don't believe him have an unsound mind, meaning insane. These people are literally clinically insane. Now, you have more of a psychological background than I do. Mm-hmm. But I used to have peace officer powers in California, Dave, and when I saw a nut on the street, I could arrest him for his own protection and take him to a state mental hospital for so many days of observation. So peace officers did have that power, and I say in 6 years in police work, in a police car in Los Angeles, I did that about six times, you know, about one a year. So I'm not an expert psychologist, but listen, if you're not somewhat of a psychologist as a policeman on the streets of Los Angeles, you don't live very long, because you got to be able to pinpoint, you know, figure people out pretty quickly. You read body language, you read everything, and most of them are liars. So they're all working for Satan, and half of them actually disclose that on their body with tattoos when they have devil's horns and 666 and MS-13 and everything else, you see. So listen, we're going into a world order, a new world order, totally under Satan, and he's going to be in control for 7 years. We are right now at the preliminary edge of falling off over into that disorder. But we haven't yet arrived, but we're almost there. So, Dave, that book that I sent you the cover on discloses quite a bit just from the book cover, The Perestroika Deception.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Because a Russian said this 6 or 7 decades ago, I don't know that people are going to accept it. And listen, I'm on board with it, and I want to go through these belief systems that you expressed in your points. But I just think we're having a heck of a time getting people's attention on this.
Okay, listen, if I may interject, I used to sell this book in my ministry. Okay, now there have been many so-called defectors from Russia. I totally 99% agree with you on all of them, except Yuri and this guy.
I agree. I agree now, entirely.
David, I have personally read this book. This is an advanced manuscript that's so difficult to read, and you must have had a serious background. And I did. I was an anti-communist intelligence analyst for the California National Guard as an officer. I don't talk about that a lot because most people don't care anymore. But it did give me the insight. And of course, I served in Vietnam. Not on the ground, but I did serve during the Vietnam War in the U.S. Navy. But here's the thing. I've read this book 50 or 60 times, brother. And I have to say that I've never read a book by a former communist who's been 98% accurate. And it boggles my mind. It's almost scriptural, as if it were written by Satan right from his hellish hierarchy. That's how accurate it has been. And so I can attest to the fact that it is accurate and dispel any people's opinion. It's so hard to get now. Some copies are selling for $400 or $500. Anatoly Golitsyn is dead, and his Christopher Story was his editor, and he's dead now. He's a fine British man. And I talked to him on the phone once during the late 80s. And so I want you to know I've read this, and I'm an analyst. And I've never read something from an ex-communist that's so accurate in my life that I can tell you it's been 89 to 90% accurate or higher than that, perhaps. And this is where I've gotten about 80% of my insight. This is why a lot of people think I'm crazy, because I have this master satanic takeover planning book, The Perestroika Deception, by Anatoly Golitsyn, the only true defector other than Professor Yuri, The rest of them were KGB plants from Pravda. And, of course, we know what the word Pravda means in Russian, don't we?
The truth.
Which is a lie. Pravda, they always tell exactly the opposite. So when they label something, it's just the reverse. So Pravda means lies. But this book was no lie. Now, everything he has said, again, he's 98% accurate. And again, I've read it more than 40 times. So I practically memorized it. It's fading out a little bit now, but 20 years ago I had the doggone thing virtually memorized. It's a very difficult read. It's very complex, and you have to be totally born again in Jesus Christ and love our Lord. Okay, and then he turns on the lights when you read Satan's books like that, you see? And that's what I am. I'm a satanic investigator. You know, I'm born again, and I look into what our enemy is doing, like a military intelligence officer should do today, which they're not doing anymore, and that's why that Russian submarine snuck into the harbor in Alaska recently, and a fishing boat had to call the Coast Guard to tell them it was there. can you believe that?
It's terrible.
A fishing boat said, hey, what's this Russian submarine doing surfacing near the Alaskan coast? And the Coast Guard said, what Russian submarine? Now see, that brings up a whole different 1 hour topic when George Bush Sr. disconnected the low frequency underground Soviet submarine detection system when he announced the New World Order and stood down the Air Force and claimed that we had won the Cold War, all of which was bull. You see, and that was to put America to sleep. And then they brought about a half a million KGB agents over from the Stasi East German side when they took the wall down. And they've spent since then, you know, since 1990, 91, preparing us for the takeover. Now, I live in Spokane, Washington, in this whole complex, and we're pretty close to the North Idaho border. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Spokane are considered essentially one metro complex. Now, we have about a million people total here, and my wife and I moved here 20 years ago. And since we moved here, they had about 40,000 Russian immigrants in town here. Now there's allegedly, the most recent count is 180,000 Russians in a small area of about 1 million people. Now, over 10%, maybe almost 20% of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho are now Russians. Why might that be? And many of them, if not most of them, got $200,000 grants to come over from, allegedly come over from Ukraine as persecuted Christians. Okay? So why did that happen? George Bush started that because he was Skull and Bones Brotherhood of Death cult. And his orders were to help destroy America as a phony Christian, as a phony conservative, and as a phony Republican, and a member of the Skull and Bones Brotherhood of Death cult in New Haven, Connecticut at Yale University, which I personally visited in the mid-90s myself. So we've been set up. And we have these sleeper cells all over the nation. Now these are just the Russians. We have millions of Russians, and then, of course, as you well know, you have the latest data on the Chinese coming in, the MS-13, and by the way, I arrested one of them in Los Angeles when that cult was just getting started, you know, in the mid-70s. So, but now they're funded by the Communist Party, okay, and the drug cartels are in the same bed with the Communist Party, and essentially, there's no way to stop this. No matter how you look at this thing, including the asteroids that are inbound, and you did a great article on that this morning, okay, there's just no way to stop this. The weather changes, the asteroids coming in, the magnetic changes going on in Earth, you know, and there's just no way to stop this. So people really have to start reading that Bible and get saved, because we're in the last phase of God's plan, and that's to divide the sheep from the goats. And it's going to be his way or the highway. Folks, you just got to get serious about this. There is no secular way in my extremely well-educated opinion, to stop this thing. It's the way God's wrapping up history, as he did with Noah. You know, you got on the boat or you drowned. And Sodom and Gomorrah. They were all homosexuals there, and only Lot and his family escaped, guided by two angels from God himself, you see. So we're wrapping things up. Jesus said that in the book of John. Memorize the book of John. And we're being separated now. Everybody that goes into the final 3.5 years of tribulation will certify their souls to Satan. Yes. And get the mark of the beast in the right hand or forehead so they can buy and sell. There is no recovery from that point. You have sold and given your soul to Satan for eternity, and you will burn with him. Now, everybody else has an opportunity to decline that mark of the beast in the right hand and the oath to worship Satan, but it will cost them literally their heads, and that's why we're seeing, guess what? French guillotines, you know, slightly improved, you know, optimized, as it were, but heads are going to roll, literally, when those come in. But there aren't enough guillotines to take care of everybody, and that's why Bill Gates is going to shoot up everybody with, guess what? Lucifer race serum. That's what the vaccine is coming up to do to us, Vic. It's Lucifer race serum. And you have an expert on that, and that's Celeste, I believe. Isn't she an expert on that?
Yeah, she is. And there's a couple others I speak with as well, but you've effectively summarized it.
So what we're, ladies and gentlemen, this can't be stopped. America's going down. And as Dave well knows, I mean, we've been following this for years, and we know that Homeland Security, gosh, Dave, we talked about this off air. I think it was 5 to 10 years ago, they purchased at least 1 billion rounds of ammo.
2 billion.
Was it 2 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now look, there are roughly 330 million Americans, and half of them are commie Democrats. And so, listen, we can't win against 2 billion rounds of ammunition and the entire communist United Nations army. Okay, we just can't. So, but we can defend our families and our homes until death do we part. And that's really what it amounts to. So if you don't believe that God has the power and the authority to save those who love him, like us, okay, and like he did with Noah, and like he did with Lot at Sodom and Gomorrah, then your faith isn't strong enough. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 24 that some will die, some will be incarcerated, some will die in his name. He didn't say all of us. So is there a rapture? I'm hoping so, because that could happen next month. Now see, we're in the beginning of September. I'm sorry, we're not yet in the beginning of September. I don't know when you're going to air this, Dave, but we're in the last portion of my birthday month. I just turned 73, and we're at the end of August. So, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? All the religious holidays of the world, Satan's holidays and God's holidays, fall in September. I should have said most of them, not all of them, because there are a couple of spring holidays. But most of the evil ones, I should have said, are fall holidays, and Halloween is the most evil satanic holiday of the year for Satan. His other important holiday is May Day, May 1, and that's why the communists march through Red Square with all their latest hardware and their 10X missiles and all that other stuff you see. But Halloween is the most evil, and then when I was a cop on the street, that's when all the animals would disappear, you know, from everywhere. Well, they were picked up by the Satanists and the witches, and then they were sacrificed to Satan. You see, and the animal hospitals the animal detention centers or the humane societies were told by the police departments, including LA Sheriff where I worked, not to release any animals during Halloween because they were killed and sacrificed to Satan. So you have to understand that what's coming is called the Second Great Revolution, and that's what's on the front cover of the Perestroika Deception book. So, Brother Dave, please trust my word that I've read that book at least 40 times, And I can attest to you, brother, as an analyst formerly in the military and as a born-again analyst against Satan's coming empire, that that book is very accurate. And so when the first commie revolution happened that Rothschild funded and created, it happened in October of 1917. On the front cover of the Perestroika Deception, we have a white dove illustrated there, having been shot by a shotgun with blood all over it. See the white dove on that front cover, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, that symbolized God. You know, white dove, you know, in the ark, that symbolizes God. The white dove also landed on Jesus to announce when he arrived under John the Baptist's ceremony of the arrival of Christ and the start of his ministry. You see, a white dove landed on him, the Holy Spirit. So the white dove is God's symbol. And, of course, a shotgun blast to the chest of a white dove is Satan's symbol. Because John 10:10 says Satan comes to kill, rob, and destroy, and he's the father of all lies. There's no truth in him, and there's no mercy. And he hates God, always has been a liar, and hates God, and will hate God to the very end. Even as he's burning in hell for eternity, he'll still hate God. See? So, here we have a lot of symbolism on the front cover. You know, God, via this illustrated white dove, is going to be shot. Meaning, the implication there is that God will be eliminated from Earth, mostly, by Satan, who will take control of the planet and basically annihilate anything that's of God. That's what that symbol really means. Do you get that now?
I do. Okay, unfortunately, now it's now disappeared from my screen.
Okay.
I kid you not, Terry. You're going to have to describe it, but I did look at it before we came on air. And, I think you're describing it very accurately.
Then we have a five-pointed pentagram on the bottom feathers of that murdered dove. And in the middle of that five-pointed pentagram, by the way, the five-pointed pentagram has always been a symbol, not the most evil. The six-pointed hexagram is the most evil satanic symbol, okay? But the five-pointed is the second most evil satanic star, okay? And that's the symbol of the DNC now. Have you seen their latest symbol?
Oh, yeah,
D20, but it really has a twisted left-leaning five-pointed pentagram star in the D, and then it says 2, and then there's a map of the United States, so it says Death to America, and a five-pointed pentagram star is the same one that represents Russia on the front of this book with Lenin, you know, the instigator who created the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, during October. Now, under him, the second caption or the subtitle of this book, it says Perestroika Deception on top, a picture of God, the dove in the middle, having been annihilated or blasted by a satanic communist shotgun. And then the caption under Mr. Lenin and the satanic five-pointed pentagram star says this: the world's slide toward the second October Revolution. Now that symbolizes, it says in text form verbally, but it symbolizes when Satan totally takes control after the world's been converted to total global communism, i.e. the New World Order. What it symbolizes is that there will come a second final October Revolution that will take over the entire world for Satan. Now, brother, I believe that's this October, if I'm reading everything correct, I believe it's this October will be the second October Revolution, taking the world into total satanic communism. Dystopia is a better word, but most people don't know what that means. And dystopia is the reverse of the promised communist utopia. Utopia means a blissful, perfect society in the workers' paradise under communism. But what it is, a lie, like Pravda is a lie. What it really means is dystopia, D-Y-S, dystopia, which is exactly the reverse a completely satanic, enslaving, deadly global government. That's what's coming. Go ahead, Dave.
I just don't know if... Well, I'm thinking about impetus. That's where my mind goes on this, Derry. And the impetus, what will be the trigger event?
Many.
Talk about those.
Good. That's why I sent you those bullet points.
I know. That's why I'm leading you back into them.
I got you. Very good. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have to apologize. You know, I'm not as smooth and sophisticated in my delivery as many other fine Christian men are, including Dave. You know?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I know the way you worded this, what you sent to me, this will scare the diapers off any baby.
Well, you know what? I'm old enough to start wearing diapers the second time around.
Let's not go there.
I don't want to kidney you, okay?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
But, you know, at my point, it's mind over bladder. You know what I tell you?
Yes, this is the Terry Cook Comedy Hour now.
My jokes are terrible. I don't charge. They're free. Okay, so...
Well, you're in the right economy.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for my bad jokes. In fact, nobody really... Isn't there a coin shortage right now?
Yeah, that's right. They're not getting out their coins, Terry. So let's get right to the document, okay, that you sent me.
Well, okay, 30 years of research leads me to this conclusion. And by the way, I study your incredibly great information every morning because, you know, I run a business online and all that stuff, and I have dropped out of full-time ministry, and I don't make any money at this, David. And I know you don't make much, but you keep the lights on by, you know, selling a few things. But I really don't sell anything except my book, and I'm selling about 1,000 a month electronically. As you well know, Amazon gives you about 99 cents for an electronic book. And if I sell a hardcover, which no one buys or reads anymore, then I make $2. But so I'm selling about 1,000 a month of my book. You can get it. Go to www.dukeofhell.com. And it's a fictional rendition of how I think the Antichrist is going to arrive, which is unusual. And I think that's why God has called me to do this, because he spent 30 years preparing me for this delivery. And most people were rejecting it. They laugh as if it's silly. Now, here's the reason I believe they do. Because they haven't studied enough. Even though we know UFOs, you know, are being reported daily now. And that our president just created a new space force.
Mm-hmm.
And that Area 51 has been allegedly... the hotspot for UFOs since 50 years ago when it was first created, after we brought Hitler's rocket scientists over, and also we brought his prototype. His first flying saucer prototype was brought over, and, you know, we started NASA with all those people and that technology. See, but now, allegedly, at Area 51, there are several fleets of, you know, UFOs with anti-gravity technology that instead of the guy coming from outer space, I think they're going to probably come from the Alaskan Triangle, from Dulce, New Mexico mountains, allegedly an underground intermountain UFO base, as well as the main base at Area 51. Now, this stuff is serious, and the Pentagon has spent as much as we can account for their spending under black ops secret, above top secret funding operations through the Department of Defense. It appears as if the DOD has funded over $10 trillion for the development of UFO technology. This stuff is serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a joke. It's not a cartoon. You see, and they're going to deceive the whole world, and that was Hitler's intent. That's why he created a flying saucer. He thought he was the Antichrist. He said his Reich was going to last for 1,000 years, and his intent was to create a flying saucer and tell people that we've been invaded from outer space. Henry Kissinger essentially backed up that observation in 1970 when he said in order to effectuate or to bring about the New World Order, we'd actually have to encounter an ET event. And I quoted him in my first book, The Mark of the New World Order, in 1994. So Henry Kissinger's barely still alive. Satan's keeping him alive forever, even though his boss, Rockefeller, passed on into hell. But Henry Kissinger had a new book out just shortly ago where he talked about the New World Order now, again, for the 1 millionth time or more. I'm being facetious. And so we're about to go there, and the world's going to be deceived by a UFO event. I'm convinced of that. Now, Netflix just started a new series which failed miserably. They're not going to do another a year, but they just started a new series called Messiah. If you want to go to Netflix and just pull up that Messiah, okay, the entire context of the movie was that a 33-year-old Arab guy, you know, appeared from out of nowhere in the Middle East, and he went around, started healing people, performing miracles and everything. In other words, the Antichrist. Okay, so that's not going to happen, folks. The Antichrist is not going to get off a camel in the Middle East this time. Or, actually, he didn't do that the first time either. So, it's going to be something that paradigm shifts the entire world. It's going to be something that's so dramatic that you can't... Everybody on the planet will see it. Everybody will feel it. It's going to be so dramatic that it will actually shift the world into a satanic new world order. Now, in order to get us there, they have to throw, Satan's people have to throw the entire world into chaos, and now we're getting to my bullet points that delivers the world into chaos to prepare the world for the arrival, actually the need. The world has to need the Antichrist, you see, but they're not going to be really effectively asking for the devil. Okay, even the Democrats, even the communists we call, you know, Democrats, they probably won't actually, they don't actually know that indirectly they're working for Satan. That's how deceived they are. So probably they won't pray for the devil himself to come down, even though they're working for him indirectly, probably unknowingly. You see? So they're probably going to pray to a god. You know, most people, the only time they pray is when they're frightened, and then they say, "Oh my God." Isn't that a common phrase?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You see, that's the only time most people, unfortunately, even Christians, call upon God. I think about him every moment I breathe. I'm walking around my neighborhood here in Spokane, Washington, a pretty good area, and I talk to the neighbors about the second coming of Christ. Some of them think I'm crazy, but those are mostly demo rats. I'm sorry, Democrats. Did I say that right?
No, you didn't. They're demon rats.
Demon rats, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, in my educated opinion, about 60% of Americans have been brainwashed through the six main media corporations owned by Rothschild, who owns the world. Jesus said in Matthew, in the book of John, he said it, I believe, about eight times, that until he returns, Satan is the ruler of this world. Now, you don't want to argue with Christ. You start arguing with Christ and you give me your own opinion, I'm just going to point the door to you. You know, say, hey, there's the door, go out. You know, I hate it when people argue with God. I'm telling you, you're not going to win. So, you know, Jesus said, Satan is the ruler of this world until he returns. He said that, I think, about eight times in the book of John. And now his symbol is on the back of every dollar bill. Now, folks, you don't realize that your 401k comes from Satan. On the back of every dollar bill is the pyramid. When I was 18 years old and I was in the Navy, I was overseas having a beer, and I asked a guy in the enlisted men's club, I said, do you know what this, I used to say, you know, damn in the Navy. I said, do you know what this damn symbol means? You got a pyramid? We're the United States. What is a pyramid from Egypt doing on the back of the dollar bill? I had no idea. I was 18 years old. I was foolish. I was a drunk sailor. He didn't know either. But it's on every dollar bill. Roosevelt put it on the dollar bill in the middle of the Depression. FDR was a 33rd degree priest in the Masonic Order. His vice president was as well. I believe his vice president was a 32nd degree priest in the Masonic Order. He was told to put that Illuminati symbol on the back of the dollar bill. So most people say, well, that's an official government document. No, it isn't. The Federal Reserve isn't federal, and it's not a reserve. That is a private banking note. So Dave, do you have any good faith in the note that's printed by the Rothschilds called the Federal Reserve?
The only reason that you take it, because you're as dumb as I was when I took it.
Well, they own the system, and it's since 1913. You know, they bought off a couple of congressmen during, you know, Ed Griffin's book, you know, Creature from Jekyll Island.
Excellent book.
Loved a guy. I lectured with him once in L.A. in, you know, I don't know, 89. And fabulous gentleman. He's about my age. And he's the one, again, he's to remind people, he's the one who interviewed Professor Yuri Brezhmanov.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Okay. And listen, you said you weren't sure about Anatoly Galitzin's book, but look at how we look at Mr. Brezhmanov or Yuri's. I just call him Professor Yuri. And he was so accurate. He told the truth, didn't he?
Yes, he
because
did.
Because that was a test to see if what he had done, he was in charge of the program, that was a test to see if what he had done worked, and it did. And but yet, he gave us the whole plan. Like so, the perestroika deception gets into all the details of what's going to happen exactly as Professor Yuri said, but in much more detail, so as the mass slaughter of Americans happens, you see? So now the whole world has to be prepared for the arrival of the Antichrist. The world has to need a phony second coming of Christ. And so we have these bullet points that I think concisely convey that approximation. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am not a prophet. I almost hate the word as it's used today, because I used to lecture on the circuit in the mid-90s a lot, and I met so many men, mostly men, who claimed they were prophets, and they were wrong more than once. Now, if you claim you're a mouthpiece of God himself and that you're getting messages directly from God, as our ancient prophets did when they wrote the scripture, and you're wrong, then perhaps you should be stoned or burned at the stake like they were in those old days. A lot of people claim they're prophets today do so for money, prestige, and power. And I really hate those kinds of people. I forgive you. I hope you get saved. But most of the people doing that and running around saying their prophets are doing it for money, and they're scalping our fellow Christian brothers and sisters out there. And I have no intention to do that whatsoever. I don't care if you buy my book or not. I am here to give you some truth so that you won't be deceived. To the truth to the best of my ability to glean it and understand it. So how many minutes do we have left, brother?
That's what I was just going to interject here. Okay, this is going to become a part two. We are at, looking here, we got about 5 minutes left. So what I'd like you to do, because I want to leave you a couple minutes to talk about your book, so let's just do a real quick overview of the points and what people are going to hear, because they're going to have to tune into part two to hear it.
Thank you, Dave. Essentially how the book came about. Quickly, I had no intention of writing additional books. You know, I have 4 online businesses and everything, but the Holy Spirit moved in me and said, "It's actually happening now, Terry." You know, I mean, I don't have God talk to me, but my spirit felt that. Okay, God doesn't talk to me, and I'm not a prophet, so I got the feeling that something big is about to happen. We're about everything I've been teaching about for 30 years. Is about to happen. And so God inspired me to do a lot of research on his enemy and how his enemy may appear. So I got the inspiration, and I spent about 3 months in 14 to 16 hours a day of research about what Satan's people are doing online. I pulled up all of their websites to the best of my ability, hundreds of them. And I gleaned pretty much my insight from everything they said that matched up with prophecy. So that's how the book came about. I even titled it after one of the top 3 demons in Satan's hierarchy. If you go to demonology and you study that, Dave, then one of the top 3 demons in the satanic hierarchy is called the Great Duke of Hell. And Commander Ashtar is an abbreviated form of the demon who is the Great Duke of Hell. In other words, the son of the of the Satan, son of Satan, the Antichrist. And his original name in the book of Genesis was Ashtaroth. But he eliminated, he now calls himself Commander Ashtar instead of Commander Ashtaroth. And it's interesting that the guy who runs all the money in the world, including has his symbol on the back of the dollar bill, and that says announcing the birth of the new world order under the all-seeing eye of the Antichrist, Ashtaroth. Okay, that's where I got the title for the book. I just got it right from Satan's hierarchy, you know, in demonology. And he says that Ashtaroth will be the guy who comes back to save us. Now, if we study all that stuff, we know it's the devil in disguise. So that's where I got the book. And that book, I think, conveys a very probable scenario regarding the Antichrist's arrival on Earth. And I'm down to about a minute, so I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get into this. We'll spend the whole next hour with Dave's kind permission and tolerance.
Yeah, well, let me just say this, okay? We got a couple of minutes left. I wanted you to be able to talk about your book in terms of how people can get it, because yes, people are going to want to wait till tomorrow's show. Some people are going to go order it right now.
Well, I'm an educator, and again, my main objective is not to sell books. You can buy a book if you like. However, if you don't want to buy a book, you don't like to read, and you don't even read them on your phone, you know, in the electronic version, you can get pretty much everything you need from my 13-minute video that I spent a year conceptualizing. And I wrote it all myself. I wrote the script myself. I think you've seen it, Dave, haven't I? Sent you a copy of that.
Yes.
And there are many segments, so don't get impatient. Spend 13 minutes of your life so that you can kind of get a handle on what the book is about. Now, of course, the book is 200 pages and expounds on that, but that gives you a great 13-minute concept if you study that whole 13-minute video. Now, that video
is available. Where can they find it, Terry, because we got about 20 seconds?
www.dukeofhell.com.
Dukeofhell.com.
There's a red button. You can click on the button to get the book at Amazon, but it's www.dukeofhell.com. Dukeofhell.com.
Very good, Terry. We're out of time, my friend. Thanks so much.